Good morning. We are talking with Carol Roth regarding the Alice in Dairyland finals. They will be hosted here in Crawford County, which, if people don't know, Alice in Dairyland and hosting the finals is a very, very large undertaking.
It certainly is. It certainly is, Lori. Driftless Development had to apply to host the event a few years ago, actually, because you have to sort of get on the schedule. And the reason that one of the reasons that we applied is that Crawford County has had three Alice in Dairylands here. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Rothman Versey, Cheryl O'Brien Bruno, and Caitlin Riley Kessler.
Yes.
So we've had three, but we've never hosted here. So little did we know what we were in for when we applied for it, because there's a lot that goes into it. The state has laid out the agenda for us, but it's a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of volunteers and a lot of people making it come to happen. And we want people to, when they come to Crawford County, we want them to know that this is the best place in the world to be.
And of course, for those who maybe don't know what the Alice in Dairyland program is, it is a position through the Department of Ag, Trade, Consumer Protection.
Good job.
But it's a paid position, but you have to go through a very rigorous process of interviews, of applying, then mm-hmm. interviews, and then there's the finals,
right.
Which get hosted throughout the state of Wisconsin. And so, like you brought up, this is the first time that Crawford County will host it. So talk a little bit. I mean, this isn't something that you plan in a couple weeks or even a couple months.
No, we've been planning for almost a year now.
Yes.
So, and now it's coming down to showtime, I guess. But yes, the Alice program, it really is a marketing and PR position. The young woman that gets that position is an employee of the state. It used to be a little bit different when it started. This will be the 78th Alice. So when it
yes.
started, it was more like a pageant. It no longer is a pageant. It's
no.
a marketing and PR position with the state of Wisconsin to support agriculture.
They still get a crown, though.
They do, because actually mining for jewels in Wisconsin is a form of agriculture. Because
yes.
That's why they do it. Yeah.
And it's a very beautiful crown.
It is. It's a very beautiful.
I think we should all wear crowns more often.
I think we should, too. I think we'd look good in crowns.
Exactly.
So anyway, the finals. So let's just talk a little bit about that. The finals are going to happen in May. And it, like you said, it's a very rigorous process. All the things that happen prior to the finals, there's a lot of work that the young women have to put in. They have to study. And the finals consist of a lot of PR work. They have to do radio interviews. They have to do TV interviews. They have to do presentations. They have to do speeches. It's probably the toughest job interview anybody's ever going to go through. And then on top of that, they have three panelists that are watching them do everything and grading them, kind of, so to mm-hmm. speak, on everything that they do. So, yes, the finals are going to be here in Crawford County May 15th through the 17th. And that will consist of, first of all, there will be farm tours. There will be six farm tours. Those tours will be announced. They all have to be approved by the state of Wisconsin. So we will announce those in a little bit. We'll let people know where those are. People are welcome to join us for those farm tours. Then on Friday night of, that would be May 16th, there's a showcase. And at the showcase, we feature six products, agricultural products that come from Crawford County. And that's going to happen in the northern end of the county at the community center put on by the Crawford County Connect Communities, Gays Mills Connect Communities, I'm sorry. And so at that night, what happens is that each of the Alices have a display, and you can go around and learn about these six things. It's kind of a social event.
Okay.
There'll be heavy appetizers. And then after that, there's a program where the Alice gets to, or doesn't get to, they have to answer questions. And my favorite question is the one that I like a fourth grader asked. So they take these questions because Alice visits schools.
Yes, they visit a lot of classrooms.
And, you know, kids have really interesting questions. So it's the fourth grade question that always people get excited about. And then on Friday night, the finals happen. And that's going to happen here in Prairie du Chien. The dinner will be at the Dousman. And the program will be at the Performing Arts Center at the school.
Okay.
So we'll have to move from one place to the other. So because we want to really feature those things in our community that are pretty special. And both of those places are pretty special. We're really excited. We're hoping that that everybody wants to come out, that people want to come out for the dinner, that people want to come out to see the finals. Now, if people want to, like, bring their family and don't want to come for the whole big dinner, mm-hmm. they would be will be able to get tickets at just the Performing Arts Center for the actual program that, okay. that evening. So, and that will include the program and dessert afterwards.
Okay. And so that's when the actual 78th Alice in Dairyland will be announced.
That's
is
correct.
At the program
that's
at correct. The Performing Arts Center. So, I like I said, there's a lot that I know you and your committee are still busy working and planning on. If people have questions on how they can get involved, if they want to help volunteer, maybe they, you know, want more information, is there a way that they can connect with you or members of your kind of planning committee?
Well, there's actually a couple ways they can do it. One is they can go on Facebook, and if they go in Alice in Dairyland Finals, that's our Crawford County page. So they could message someone on okay. that page if they wanted to. The other way would be to just email us, and that email is aliceincrawfordcounty25@gmail.com.
All right. And like I said, this is a very large honor for Crawford County as well. You know, like you said, there has been three Alice in Dairyland from Crawford County. So I'm sure for those, you know, three former Alices, this is kind of cool for the event to be in their hometown or their home area.
It actually is. And actually, Stephanie Rothman-Versey, she's the other co-chair for the committee. I remember I just called her when I said, we're thinking about this. And it's like, yeah, it's time.
It's time. So it's very exciting. And like I said, hopefully there's great community participation for the event coming up in May. And I'm sure we'll be talking with you more as we lead up closer to the event as some of the different events going on and how the public can participate.
Yeah, we're looking for all kinds of volunteers, and it'll be fun to be involved.
Yes, well, we're looking forward to it. Talking with Carol Roth here as we get ready for the 78th Alice in Dairyland Finals here in Crawford County.